Basil Marceau.
And now, Hits 96's Republican National Convention insider, Basil Marceau.
Basil Marceau.
I'm BasilMarceau.com, the Republican candidate for governor. Everyone can carry guns. If you kill someone, no, you get murdered.
I can't wait to hear what Basil Marceau thinks about last night. Last night, a legendary night that we'll never forget in the history of politics.
You think so?
Yeah. You don't think so?
Yeah, so I lost out last night in history. You know, different people do different things, and history can be made, you know. I'm a pure example of that.
Yes, you are.
History turned out to be my favorite subject.
You are an expert in it. Now, last night, have you ever seen, in your expert analysis, have you ever seen anything like what Ted Cruz did last night?
Well, I like to be the devil's advocate for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, what Cruz said, I personally think it was the right thing to do. But so let me start by saying this. While I was watching this, the last night, the word complacency came to mind. You know what that word means?
Complacency.
Being satisfied. We're satisfied and we'll let everyone do anything we can. Personally, you know, when you run for office and they throw that paper in front of you, I personally never signed it because I say, hey, I have the right to tomorrow when I vote on the bill, to change my mind because something else may have come up. So meanwhile, so under that, I think Cruz did the right thing because he stuck to his oath. Remember yesterday I told you, hypocritical, we can't have that. But the vice president, I just can't get over, he bored me.
But he did, at the end of his speech, get an air kiss from Donald Trump. Did you see the air kiss, Basil Marceau?
Yes.
Would you be okay if I gave you an air kiss?
No.
Okay.
If you were a woman, when I hosted the Yin Yang Twins concert in Nashville on Halloween 2010.
Wait, you...
There was a girl there that licked my face.
Wait, she did what?
Licked my face.
Licked your face. Okay. I'm sorry. I need to start over for a second.
I guess in politics, public affection is good.
Okay, so let me start over. Basil Marceau and the Yin Yang Twins. Can I get a refresher on what exactly that event was?
Yeah, that was in October 2010.
Uh-huh.
I hosted the Yin Yang Twins concert in Nashville.
That is
fantastic. I was dressed as Abraham Lincoln, and my wife was dressed up as my Mary.
Did you enjoy the Yin Yang Twins, Basil?
Well, rap music really isn't my style.
Okay.
I listen to it once in a while when I find... I got one CD in the trunk I pull out every once in a while that I listen to. But not... Yin Yangs were okay. I mean, they gave me the opportunity to host that post. I mean, I'm not going to say...
Right. Just by chance, what is your favorite Yin Yang Twins song, Basil?
I couldn't tell you because I don't listen to them.
Okay.
So last night, I didn't see which side flag both sides were flying. Was it the red, white, and blue, or was it red, white, and gold?
Oh, yeah, the back of the flags, yeah.
But we're all being satisfied. That's the way things should be forever. So when it comes, like, for instance, when it comes to U.S. court ruling, Noel versus Bauer, looking for any crimes in my car, violates the right.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Can't find evidence, you can't look. But we shoot them. And we say it's okay.
Tonight is the big one. Tonight is Trump accepting the nomination. He'll make his speech. If you were to ask Donald Trump one question, what would Basil Marceau ask?
I want him to fly the U.S. Please fly the U.S. flag correctly behind him or hold it in his hand to show America that we only have one U.S. flag.
There it is,
and
Basil.
And not two.
A true patriot, Basil Marceau, BasilMarceau007.com, Republican in a Republic.com. Hey, Basil, we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, buddy?
Have a nice day.